Time now for Red Willow County Commissioners Recap. That means County Commissioner Ted Gans. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Rich. And yourself?
Excellent.
Good.
Doing good. Doing good. Yeah, you've got the heavier coat on this morning, but you're not going to need it this afternoon.
No, we'll just kind of shed layers as we go. You bet. You know, it's just up and down and back and forth, but the one constant that I think everybody can agree on is we definitely need some moisture.
Oh, golly.
It's not looking good on that front, at least the extended forecast. So I guess everybody just needs to do their rain dance, and we'll hope and pray. You bet.
Yeah, your venture is out every single day. You're keeping an eye. I mean, you got to keep an eye on things for on the roads and everything for fires and just kind of keeping an eye on what's going on, don't you?
Absolutely. And if there is a fire, oftentimes we'll be called in for evacuations if it's getting close to residents and places like that. So it is definitely a scary time. Again, we caution people. I know everybody's been on Facebook and places like that. But do be careful. You know, obviously, no open burns. There's a burn ban.
Right.
And then, of course, watch your safety chains if you're pulling a trailer, if they're dragging down the highway, or if you do smoke, please don't discard your cigarette out the window of the vehicle. And all those little things that you know, we sometimes take for granted when we have a moisture year or we have enough moisture. But, yeah, it's a scary situation right now. It really is. Like I said, I just hope we get some rain.
Soon.
Absolutely.
All right, let's get to the agenda from yesterday morning. Anything on citizens' comments?
No one was present yesterday for citizens' comments there, Rich.
Board of Equalization, Crystal Dack Treasurer, tax roll corrections?
Yeah, these are from 2022. There was 10 total homestead corrections. There was some changes in what they were allowing to pay on those. Some of them went from 100% paid to 0%, and then they ran the gamut all the way. And so that increased on those 10 exemptions or corrections, excuse me, that increased the tax increase of $8,885.70. So apparently on just, like I said, 10 of those, they kind of parried back what they were willing to pay on those property taxes there. You bet.
Okay, it's now official. After yesterday morning, Sheriff Kevin Darling presented his letter of resignation.
Yes, this was a big one. We had pretty much a full commissioner room up there, and Sheriff Darling did present his letter effective March 31st. It was his resignation. So there's some statutory things here that goes into this. And again, it's... if you will, kind of a nuances to the statute. What that means is Sheriff Darling had his resignation, like I said, March 31st. After March 31st, if we accept, the board accepts his resignation, we have 45 days to appoint the interim, to finish out Kevin's term, which would be January of 2027. And so ultimately, we wanted, I guess the board felt that instead of the Board of Commissioners choosing the next sheriff to run the interim, that the people of Red Willow County needed to do that through their vote. And so we tabled accepting Kevin's resignation letter. That doesn't mean, again, like I said, it's a nuance. He can still retire and not be working for the sheriff's office like he planned, but it's a formality that buys us a little more time. And ultimately what we'd like to do is get past the primary election, and who out of the two candidates running, whoever wins the primary, then we will go forward with appointing them to be the interim to finish out that term. And then of course in January of 2027 they will be sworn in as your official new sheriff. And again, the timing was kind of tough. You know, if there was an election going on, then there would be, you know, we would just search out a candidate and appoint that interim. But where both individuals are running for candidacy for the office, we felt that it was just best to let the voters choose. You bet. So that was kind of a back and forth, go around deal. But we really want to thank Kevin. I thanked him yesterday, but we thank him for his service. You know, it was a tough deal he got into, ultimately started there and was a man of one person. And so he did a very good job of building back, getting some staff there. And so we just thank him for his years of service. You bet.
I do believe I read that there's going to be a retirement kind of gathering for him next week on the 27th. That's this Friday. I'm sorry.
The 27th.
1 to 3:30 at the Red Willow County Sheriff's Office lobby.
Yes. Yep. That's correct.
So very good. Very good. All right, next up on the agenda, you had the consent agenda. You had a couple of items there, too.
Yeah, we had five items there. Item number one was approve minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners and Board of Equalization meeting. Item number two was approve accounts payable and payroll claims in the amount of $451,970.36. Item number three was Red Willow Creek Family Farms Road Occupancy Permit. This will be, they're trenching in a line across Road 719 on a minimum maintenance road that's just northeast of McCook here. And then item number four was Brian Hoxwell Road Occupancy Permit. Again, same thing, trenching another line across Drive 382, and that's southwest of McCook. And then item number five was surplus equipment for Sheriff's Office. The Sheriff's Office had just a computer there. So we approved all five items on the consent agenda, and we moved down to correspondence. We had two reports there, one being the clerk's monthly revenue report. The clerk brought in $8,535.16, and the second report was the sheriff's monthly revenue report, and the sheriff's office brought in $1,825.77. Mm-hmm. So pretty light agenda, but still some heavy topics.
Exactly.
So, you bet.
All right, next meeting for the month of April, I take it April 6th?
April
13th. Okay, yes, April 13th. The 13th and then the 27th.
That's correct.
For a couple of meetings.
That's
all right.
Correct, yep.
And as always, folks like to sit in on the county commissioner's meeting, they're welcome to do so, aren't
Absolutely.
They?
Absolutely. Yep, stop on by, give us a call. Our numbers are always on the county's website. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, or anything you want to ask the commissioners, just give us a call. Don't hesitate. So,
all right. Good to talk to you, sir.
Same here. Thank you.